Hello, my name's James Walton, Secretary of Bolton News Talk, and with me in the studio at the moment is Lisa Howell, the Eye Clinic Liaison Officer, based in Bolton, at the Bolton Royal
Hospital.
And Lisa is going to tell you about what she does, who she is, so please go ahead.
Hi, my name is Lisa Howell, and I'm what's known as an Eye Care Liaison Officer, formerly known as an Eye Clinic Liaison Officer. The name was changed some time ago because we follow somebody's eye care journey rather than being clinical, and I think it was more nicer to patients. So I am based at Bolton Hospital on the ophthalmology department, and that is in the H block. And I am on the ground floor. My office is just outside the main waiting room downstairs, opposite the nurse's station. But if you ask any of the staff on the eye unit, they will be able to direct you to where I am if you struggle to find it. It's quite a big room. I do have a notice on, but it's not always easy to see when the waiting room's quite busy. I'll just do a bit of an explanation about my service and what I provide for people within Bolton. So as an eye care liaison officer, our main ethos is to provide practical and emotional support to patients with sight loss and their relatives to help them on their sight loss journey. And that can be many different things. Emotional support is mainly reassurance, being a point of contact for that patient that's not necessarily medical. I've got the time to spend with patients if they need it, to discuss their concerns, their worries, and anything that they might not understand about their eye condition. Because when you attend an appointment or you attend a clinic, it can be quite overwhelming sometimes, even if you've attended for a long time and you've got a condition and you've had that for a long time. So it doesn't matter what the sight loss is. You don't have to have a formal condition. It can be any sight loss, anything from being short-sighted right up until the bigger conditions, macular, glaucoma, things like that. But even if you just get diagnosed with something, it's knowing where to go and getting the right information going forward and how to help you live independently, what benefits you might be entitled to, different things like that. Practical support, that's things like help at home if you're struggling to pour drinks and things like that. I know organisations that can help with that, such as the local sensory team. The sensory team are there to help and support patients. I'm also there to give advice on strategies because I'm visually impaired myself. So I've got the experience and the struggles that people, you know, may face or go through. But I think it's also being that listening ear for patients. I work in the clinic Monday to Friday, 9:30 till 5:00. But I am only in clinic 4 days a week. I do work from home on a Thursday, but patients can still reach me by phone or by email, and I'll leave those details in a short while. I refer on to different organisations if a patient wants to. I work for the RNIB, which is the Royal National Institute of Blind People, and we help and support blind and partially sighted people, be a voice for them and to make sure that they're getting all that they're entitled to, information-wise as well as benefits and things like that if they're struggling at home. So my contact details, my email is Lisa, L-I-S-A, dot Howell, H-O-W-E-L-L, at rnib.org.uk. And my telephone number, it's a mobile, and I do have a voicemail facility, so please leave me a message, and I will get back to you as soon as I can. It's 075-488-02419.
Could you repeat them, please?
Yep. So my email again is Lisa, L-I-S-A, dot Howell, H-O-W, ellel@rnib.org.uk, or my telephone number, and I do have a voicemail facility. Please leave me a message. I will get back to you as soon as I can. It's 075-488-02419.
Do you actually recommend equipment for visually impaired people? Or do you have equipment that they can rent or buy?
I have equipment that I can demo to people, and I can recommend equipment that might be useful, but I recommend organisations that might be able to provide equipment, such as the RNIB, the local sensory team, different magnifier companies, or I will, if somebody wants a magnifier and they don't know how to use one, Bolton Hospital have a low vision clinic, and I can make referrals into that clinic if the patient wishes to. But that patient has to be of being seen in clinic within a recent, say, like within the past year. Otherwise, I would guide them on how to get a referral for a magnifier.
Do people have to make an appointment to come and see you?
No, people can self-refer, a lot of people through word of mouth, or they can ring the eye unit up and ask for the ECLO. Often referrals do come from the doctors, the GP in community, but if patients want to refer, my cards are all over the eye unit, or they can ring the main switchboard and they should be able to get through to me, or they can ring the eye unit and one of the staff will pass them through.
I would recommend them using the mobile number. I have tried ringing the hospital telephone system.
I will make sure that they've got,
It didn't put me through properly.
I will make sure that they've got that telephone number.
Very good. Anything else you would like to say about yourself? Or?
As I say, I'm visually impaired myself. I was born with my condition, but that's not to say I don't understand what people who have acquired sight loss are going through, and I'm very approachable, and it's just a chat with me. I'm not there to say you've got to do this and you've got to do that. You come into my office with a warm welcome, and I let patients speak, because at the end of the day, it's a person's sight loss journey and how they're feeling at that time. We might talk about a number of things, but only come out with somebody wants a magnifier or somebody just wants a contact for the sensory team. But we may have also talked about other things. I want people to know that I am there at the eye unit for when they need me. And sometimes it can be as little as 10 minutes right up until an hour. However long that patient needs to talk, you know, I'm there to help and support those patients and relatives, because sometimes relatives will ring up on behalf of a patient if that patient's not good over the phone, or they just want to just know some general information. And mainly supporting the patient with the sight loss, but relatives are involved as well most of the time.
Very good. Well, thank you very much for coming into the studio and giving us that. I'm sure that our listeners out there will be able to get in touch with you. Thank you very much, Lisa Howell.
Thank you very much for inviting me, and I hope that if people do need that help and support, they will, you know, will reach out, because like I say, I am very approachable, and I know that some people find it hard to contact somebody because they're not sure on what the role is. I'm hoping that I've provided enough information for you going forward.
Very good. Thank you very much, Lisa.
Thank you.